This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, final segment before Paul Joseph Watson from England takes over. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer. Other points, other questions you've got for Leo Zagami, a frequent guest on the War Room, weekdays 3 to 6 p.m., in defiance of tyranny. You're coming up in 1 hour live. Points you'd like to ask, points you'd like to make.
Leo, how you doing, friend? I'm curious if over there at leozagami.com, if you guys are going to be tracking the Ghislaine Maxwell-Jeffrey Epstein testimony. They're saying they're going to unseal that. Leo, what do you expect to come out of that?
Well, I've been talking about also these latest connections that Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Gates had with the European Council, and it's a big story, really, because it connects also with the United Nations, and as we know, Ghislaine Maxwell was often guested at the United Nations, an organization which is actually in the hands of the globalists, as we know, and of the New World Order. But before we terminate segment, we should talk about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission that these Democrats are trying to...
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, because I meant to start the show with that. Literally a communist Maoist program. Leo, tell folks about that.
Well, I mean, the original Truth and Reconciliation Commission was in Africa. It was something to do with the Congo. Yeah, now in Congo, and then it was actually the meetings were in South Africa. But they are calling for this commission because they will use this Truth and Reconciliation Commission to persecute us. That's the actual entity they will use to persecute all of us. So I really hope that Biden doesn't get elected, but if he gets elected, it will become increasingly like communist China, and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission will become a really a big reality and a dangerous one for us.
You know what? This is so important. I'm going to come in tonight and co-host with Yael Lorraine on Election Countdown. Leo, if you can come on for 30 minutes, we should focus on the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which is where they have these big televised deals and demonize people and have folks come burn your house down, because this is a big deal. Can you come on at, say, 8 o'clock Central tonight?
Sure, no problem.
All right, I'll be here. I'm co-hosting with Yael Lorraine tonight, 7 to 9. I'll be here tomorrow night. They're going to have what the town hall. The night after that, they're going to be having the actual debates. Leo Zagami, what do you make of how they're rigging the debate, how the commission's foreign run, how they're not going to follow foreign affairs, how the lady that runs the debate's anti-Trump? This is crazy.
Having the control of the mute button, like we said the other day with Owen on his show, is going to be a nightmare for both the candidates, but especially for Trump, because I think if they mute Biden even for the whole time, he will not, probably will not even notice. But it will be definitely controversial, and I would like to see what comes out of it the day after. Because,
well, let's just say this, we're not living in boring times right now, so I'll see Leo Zagami tonight. Hour two of the Election Countdown. I'll be here with Yael Lorraine. Thank you so much. Owen Schroyer comes up in 1 hour. Owen, tell us what you got coming up.
Well, again, we'll be monitoring the situation with Google being sued by the Department of Justice, the Maxwell Epstein testimony to be unsealed. I interviewed Renee Krueger, who is from South Africa, today about the latest string of attacks against the white farmers out there. It's just getting worse. But again, you know, Alex, I really want to emphasize to people, because the news is completely ignoring the biggest bombshell news story of the year, maybe of our time, a compromised politician by at least five, at minimum five different countries, a man who is running his son around the world. And, you know, the more you look into this, you wonder how much Hunter was even willingly doing this versus his dad was telling him to do it, taking 50% of the cut. I mean, that's basically a pimp. And he's pimping his son out there like he's some sort of political, you know, hooker or something for favors. I mean, it's really just sick. And the media's ignoring it. A totally compromised candidate. I mean, literally a Chinese agent. Romania's got deals. Moscow. I mean, it's unbelievable. And the media won't even cover it.
So they've been selling America out. They've been pimping us. But America's awakening. The world's awakening. And if America's captured by the globalists, we're in deep trouble. Everybody around the world, tell folks about Man.video, about 2020 ElectionCenter.com, about InfoWars.com, and about all these shows we're doing. Thank you, Leo Zagami, leozagami.com. Thank you to everybody. Paul Joseph Watson takes over straight ahead.
Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. And it was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points, that's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship, an additional 10% off, that makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks to the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12 taken under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
On this 20th October 2020, you don't need to be a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorists to know that everything is rigged. Media narrative is rigged. Debates are rigged. Social media is rigged. The election is, oh, you can't say that because social media is rigged and they'll ban you if you say that. But what have we witnessed over the past week? We've witnessed the most intensive acceleration of social media censorship and media narrative censorship than perhaps ever before in recorded history. The quickening of how fast this has moved has been absolutely incredible. Of course, first they came for Alex Jones, people said, it's going to stop at Alex Jones. Then they came for hate speech. Then they came for other people. Now they're coming for major newspapers. Last time I checked, this may have changed in the past few hours or so, but the New York Post was still locked out of its own Twitter account, okay? This is not InfoWars. This is not some far-right extremist organization, as they always claim we are. This is the New York Post. We have White House officials censored, locked out of their accounts for questioning the efficacy of masks, despite the fact that numerous epidemiologists, scientific experts in numerous different countries have said basically the same thing. Everything's rigged. Everything's censored. We warned you about it. 2+ years ago, we told you exactly how it would unfold and where it would go, and that is precisely what has happened. Once again, we were right. So we know what's being censored. What's not being censored? That's an interesting question to ask. What is still allowed on these social media platforms in terms of freedom of speech, freedom of expression? Well, we have another example of that today in this article, which I literally posted about 20 minutes ago, headline, Instagram refuses to remove black art image showing severed heads of white people. And their explanation as to why they don't remove this, despite removing, of course, vast quantities of other content on a routine basis, well, it's just people's right to express themselves differently. Now, can you imagine if a white supremacist, far-right extremist Instagram account, if they were able to get on there in the first place, had posted an image of two white people holding the heads, the severed heads, the decapitated, blood-dripping, gut-dripping, gory heads of two black people, would Instagram respond by saying, oh, that's just their freedom of expression? No, they'd ban it in an instant, and they'd ban the people behind posting it. Now, we can talk about hypocrisy until we're blue in the face. But, of course, until Republicans take actual action, rather than sending strongly worded letters to these social media companies, it's never going to change, and their monopolies are going to grow ever bigger and bigger. Maybe with the big antitrust thing today, that's going to change, but we've been looking for it for the past 2 years. Not much has happened. That needle hasn't moved very far on the dial. And now social media giant Instagram which routinely removes offensive content, some of which I'm going to go on to specify, has refused to remove a black art image depicting the severed heads of white people, arguing that, quote, people may express themselves differently. The image was posted by an account called Support Black Art, which from what I can tell is an extension of some, you know, Black Lives Matter outfit, and features two obese black women, because, of course, Instagram is big behind the promotion of obesity because it's really healthy and doesn't cause debilitating, deathly illnesses. Two obese black women carrying the severed heads of a white man and a white woman. And then people will come back and say, oh, triggered snowflake, what? You don't want art. You want art censored. No, it's about the hypocrisy. It's about the two-tier standard. I don't care. For all I care, you can post gore or whatever you want on Instagram, but if they allow that, they have to allow everything. Of course they don't, which I'm going to get onto. After the image was reported to the Facebook-owned company, which refuses to respond to lawsuits for a year, because that's just how it operates and there's nothing you can do about it, the company responded by saying the sick artwork didn't violate their community guidelines. Well, of course it didn't. In explaining its decision not to remove the image, Instagram stated, quote, because Instagram is a global community, or a globalist community, we understand that people may express themselves differently. So this is obviously, in these hyper-tense, hyper-driven, hyper-volatile times, an image posted, which is flagrantly a form of racism, as you can tell. It's literally supporting black empowerment by showing these two fat women carrying the severed heads of white people. Kind of a narrative going on there. Not very well veiled. Not very well hidden. But according to Instagram, people may just express themselves differently. Now, of course, as I said before, if it was reversed, if there was a picture of two severed heads of black people being carried by two white people, even in an artistic depiction, that would be removed within hours. And as we've highlighted numerous times in the past, Instagram's hypocrisy when it comes to censorship is rampant. So they allow the glorification, the celebration of decapitating white people, which is basically what this artwork represents, which is completely fine by me. I don't support censoring it. But again, if that's your policy to censor offensive content, kind of a two-tier standard going on here. Interesting to know what Instagram does censor and has censored over recent times and over the course of the past year. Because earlier this month, we had another article pointing out how Instagram had announced that it would be banning all QAnon accounts due to their alleged promotion of real-world harm. No actual evidence of that, but they all got banned, as they all got banned on Facebook, as they all got banned on YouTube. Again, this bedwetting over QAnon, which we've seen amongst the left, amongst the social media giants, is very much that, very much a hysterical moral panic. And even if you think it's a bunch of BS, which I do, it should be allowed on the platform. This is what we warned about. This is what Facebook did and what they moved towards after they banned Alex Jones. They moved towards banning ideas. They're not banning hate speech. They're not just banning people. They're banning ideas. And when those conglomerates, when those companies own the vast majority of global communication, that's a problem, because then it gets into communist Chinese-style social credit score controls, and that has actual real-world harm, which I'm going to get onto. But we're asking the question, what does Instagram ban, what does Instagram allow? Well, just last month, they refused to ban ISIS accounts that were literally on their platform celebrating 9/11. Celebrating videos of the planes slamming into the Twin Towers, arguing with the exact same justification that we saw in this case, that glorifying terrorist attacks was a form of alternative expression. Then again, if you had somebody on the right glorifying, for example, what Dylann Roof did when he massacred a bunch of black people, chances are that wouldn't be classified in the same bracket. Just suggesting. Last month, we also highlighted how Instagram was promoting images of obese people in the name of body positivity, despite the fact that it leads to horrific illnesses and early death. They really care about you. while refusing to accept healthy eating ads, which include photos that show people with well-toned bodies. Yes, you can't post a dietary supplement ad on Facebook-owned Instagram now that shows people with well-toned bodies because, as they said in their justification at the time, it may hurt people's feelings. So if it hurts people's feelings, it has to go. But you can literally post the severed heads of white people. Whose feelings are hurt? Who cares? Last year, Instagram started fact-checking memes and removing them, including obvious satire such as a meme that said Hillary Clinton had killed Jeffrey Epstein. Obviously, the only memes affected by that policy were, quote, right-wing memes. They removed photos of people doing the OK hand sign, claiming it was a form of hate speech. They allowed Islamic jihadists to support terrorism, as we previously stated, but then removed photographs of people at gun ranges saying that that was a violation of their dangerous organization guidelines. They also removed a photo of Caitlyn Bennett for basically wearing an important t-shirt. So that's all banned. You're allowed to go on there and listen.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Back. Talk about how everything is rigged, particularly in the context of social media, with Instagram refusing to remove a photo. Artwork, severed heads of white people. If you go to a gun range and you post a picture of yourself firing a gun, legally and lawfully, they'll remove that because it promotes violence. Oh, but if you're a literal ISIS terrorist celebrating, glorifying the attacks of 9/11, that's just free expression, dude. That's fine. Meanwhile, we have Wikipedia, which apparently is this great authoritative source for all facts and news. No, it isn't. It's a left-wing blog. The same people who control Wikipedia, control Twitter, control Instagram, control Facebook. It's all the same mindset. And in the context of these Hunter Biden emails, we have this headline out of Zero Hedge. Debunked. Wikipedia editors back Biden's stifled dissent. It says after the New York Post published damning emails proving that Joe Biden was involved in son Hunter's business with Burisma before he threatened the government of Ukraine if they didn't fire their chief prosecutor during an active investigation of the energy giant, a war has broken out behind the scenes at Wikipedia, where activist editors claim, and that's what they all are, it's a closed group, it's a solid wall of far-left activist editors that not only change the facts, gloss over the facts, polish the facts, twist the facts in terms of current events, but also historical events. Now they're on there claiming, with no evidence, that the Ukraine scandal has been, quote, debunked. Now bear in mind, Wikipedia literally has a profile page of me. Last time I checked, which says that I'm a, quote, political extremist. I've never advocated any form of extremism, never advocated any form of violence, but it's up there, and it looks like it's up there for good. It's been there, and it still is there, as we can see right now. It's been there since July. You see, the funny thing about Wikipedia is, when you try to contact Wikipedia to have them retract, amend, and correct an obviously clearly libelous statement like that, which leads to real-world harm consequences, like bank accounts deplatforming you if you're applying for a mortgage, if you're applying to rent a house, buy a house, whatever. These companies, these financial institutions, sometimes they do their background research. Sometimes they do their credit checks. Now, as we've seen in the UK over the past few weeks, just as we saw in America for the past 2 years with Chase Bank and others, people are not only being deplatformed from social media, from YouTube, Twitter, whatever, they're being deplatformed from being able to transact in the real world. Oh, but cancel culture doesn't exist. They see activists, as we show in this BuzzFeed News article, literally tried to lobby MasterCard to cut off payments to the, quote, far right. Who's the far right? Anyone who disagrees with them. Oh, so how do you pay your bills? How do you pay your rent? How do you pay your mortgage? How do you buy things without a credit card in this cashless society? Well, you can't. You'll be homeless. You'll be out on the street. You'll be not just cancelled on social media. Your life will be cancelled. Oh, but cancel culture doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. So Wikipedia, if you actually try to find out how to contact them legally, whether directly, individually, or through lawyers, the Wikipedia organization doesn't exist. Apparently, there's no organization that controls Wikipedia. It's an entity that has no controlling force or organization behind it. The only people who control Wikipedia are the editors of Wikipedia.
And then if you try to get in contact with the editors of Wikipedia, or if you try to take or threaten cease and desist legal action against the editors of Wikipedia, then Wikipedia, the organization, which also doesn't exist, apparently, comes in and defends the people who edit Wikipedia, and basically they've never lost a case. So they could literally put up there that I was a child molester and I could do absolutely nothing about it. Oh, but they've got sources, you see. They've got sources to say that I'm a political extremist. Who's their source? Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. Right, so that your source is people who work for a company with the exact same mindset as you. Your source is basically yourself. It's really impressive how they've rigged this game, isn't it? So they can literally say anything they like about you and claim that they've got multiple sources to prove it. Oh, so who are the sources? Impartial, independent organizations? No, it's basically themselves. We're the source. Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook are the source. We say you're a dangerous individual. Then you're a dangerous individual for life. Then you're a political extremist, as we see here with the board of trustees who sit on every single social media company, the ones that the Biden campaign has now hired in the final few weeks of the campaign, as we'll go on to. So their source is each other. Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, woke employees say that you're a dangerous individual, that you're a political extremist. That then goes on your Wikipedia page. That's then a stain on you for life. Then banks, corporations, financial institutions, landlords, whoever, credit card companies, they look at that and they say, well, we don't want to give a bank account to a political extremist. We don't want to rent a house to a political extremist, so we're just not going to do that, and you're going to be out on the street. That's happened to people in my country, and it's happened to several people in the United States. And what is that? It's the social credit score. It's the communist Chinese system, where if somebody gets on the internet and in China criticizes the government, well, suddenly they're not allowed to buy a plane ticket. Suddenly they're not allowed to get on a train to visit their family because they've violated the sacred norms of the social credit system. And it's even more chilling than that, of course, because in China, the people who you're affiliated with, your friends, their social credit score is negatively impacted by your behavior. So not only are you going to get deplatformed from having a bank account, from being able to rent a house, from being able to start a business, so are your friends. So then your friends are going to disavow you. So then you're literally homeless on the street with no money, no bank account, no friends. Very impressive system that they've set up, isn't it? I mean, Orwell, this would have been a pipe dream for Orwell or Aldous Huxley. But now, according to Wikipedia, the Hunter Biden scandal is debunked. Why? Because they say it is. And they cite Twitter, which also said it was. Of course, we had the Biden campaign official a few days ago said, well, this has proven to be debunked. Why? Well, because Twitter said so. All right, yeah, but the overwhelming vast majority of people employed with Twitter are far leftist Democrats. Doesn't matter. It says any dissent challenging the debunked status has been repeatedly dismissed. This is on Wikipedia. And changes by editors writing that the Ukraine scandal is an open issue have been reverted to debunked, and the authors admonished. I mean, I'm shocked that there are even some authors left on Wikipedia that get to dissent against that impenetrable wall of wokeism. So as RT notes, in recent days, Wikipedia editors have been engaged in regular spats about the inclusion of the word debunked. But the people who always win are the woke crowd. They always get their way because they have the majority and they have the power. Summit.news.
With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We could only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low in all of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
So we're going to switch gears now and start talking about coronavirus and the multitude of lockdowns that have expanded over the United Kingdom over the past week or so. Of course, now it's not a lockdown, it's a circuit breaker, okay? It's just for a few weeks. You'll just be under house arrest for another few weeks. It's fine. Stop complaining about it. They've changed the language because they know the resistance against lockdown, this is especially evident in the polls, is definitely growing. A couple of months ago, 3 months ago, if you looked at the polls in the United Kingdom, for example, still the clear majority of people not only supported the existing lockdown measures, but supported making them even more draconian. That has started to shift over the past couple of weeks. So now, instead of changing the actual policy and reacting to public opinion, to public sympathies, They've just changed the name of the lockdown. It's not a lockdown. It's a circuit breaker. It's just going to be for a few weeks. Then again, maybe not. Maybe it's going to be for 6 weeks, as it is in Ireland. Of course, back at the start of the pandemic lockdown in March, we were told here in the United Kingdom by our esteemed Prime Minister Boris Johnson that we just had to do this to protect the NHS. And of course, the vast majority of people supported it and thought maybe it would go until the end of April, maybe into May, and then it would be over, then we'd all move on with our lives. No, there's no getting over it. It's here forever because it's such a bounty for mass surveillance and mass imposition and evisceration of our liberties. But again, at the start they told us, just, you know, maybe 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks to protect the NHS. Of course, the NHS was fine. All the NHS hospitals were empty. They closed down the Nightingale hospitals, the extra hospitals that they built to supposedly deal with this overflow of COVID patients. And the end result, as you saw, was a bunch of nurses, and this was the same in the United States of America, wasting their time doing TikTok dancing videos. And yes, those TikTok dancing videos have started to return. Because, of course, now people have once again been completely terrified into going back into the hospitals, into not getting their cancer screenings, their treatment for other serious diseases. A lot of those people are literally dying right now. A lot of people, a lot of esteemed experts, like the German health minister, have said repeatedly, the lockdown itself will kill more people than COVID. Doesn't matter. Oh, but the government really cares about you. No, they don't. No, they don't. And what's even more offensive about this? Oh, by the way, those TikTok nurse dancing videos, they kind of peaked. I think it was in maybe April, late April, May, earlier this year. They kind of peaked. You know, they all got their social media clout because they were so busy dealing with all the COVID patients. They literally had the time to choreograph and arrange all these dances and do them over and over again for social media clout. Kind of ended when a bunch of friends, parents, sons and daughters of actual cancer victims came out and said, our son, our daughter, our dad, our mother can't get cancer treatment because you've cancelled their appointment because the hospitals are supposedly overflowing and in dire threat of becoming in an emergency situation where there's literally people dying in the corridors. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. And they were all doing TikTok dances. But then when the actual relatives, friends and relatives of cancer victims came out and said, what the hell are you doing? Then it kind of subsided. Well, now it's back. There was a big video, a big viral video yesterday of a doctor in India doing a similar dance. And now that we've been convinced, or many, a great portion of the population has been convinced that now we have a second wave, even though the hospitals for this time of year are at the exact same occupancy or even below they were in October last year. Now we've been convinced of that. Now we're going to get more TikTok dancing videos. Why? Because people aren't going to hospital because they're either afraid or their appointments have been cancelled and they're all dying in vast numbers. But your government really cares about you. Meanwhile, mask virtue signaler Gary Lineker caught breaking mask rules. Now, if you don't know who Gary Lineker is, he's one of the most insufferable woke celebrity idiots who resides in the United Kingdom. This is the guy who repeatedly campaigned for refugees to be brought into the United Kingdom, despite the fact that when he claimed that, he claimed they were child refugees, even though photographs of these refugees clearly made out that they were literally like 40 years old, doesn't matter. This is one of the guys who campaigned for that, bearing in mind, of course, which I'm going to get onto with the Manchester bombing, which is still going through court right now. The Manchester bomber was literally a refugee brought into the United Kingdom by the government and by the Royal Navy, went on to blow himself up and injure, maim or kill 800 people, most of them kids. Refugees welcome. We have the Paris massacre attack. Basically, all of the Paris massacre jihadists came into Europe via that same refugee wave, supported by the likes of Lily Allen, by the likes of Gary Lineker. But he stood up for his beliefs a few months ago by coming out and claiming that he will take in a refugee. After he was challenged multiple times, he said, yes, I'm going to take in a refugee. I'm going to house a refugee because he loves diversity so much. He lives in what is the least diverse area of London. It's called Barnes. It's 90%+ white. Now, London is very diverse, let's put it that way. And even the, quote, nice areas don't really get above 90% white. But Gary Lineker chose to live in an area of London which is probably probably in the top three of the whitest areas in London, but he loves diversity so much that he's put his money where his mouth is, and he's taken in a refugee. Of course, that was a few months ago, and it hasn't happened yet, and I wonder if it will, and I doubt if it will. But to give you another example of his rampant hypocrisy, this came out just yesterday. So Gary Lineker put out several tweets over the course of the lockdown period, including one in April, where he said, quote, how can there be any debate about whether we should be wearing a mask? Even if it's only a 1% chance of making you safer, even if it's only a 1% chance of stopping you giving it to someone else, even if it only saves one life, if it just saves one life, yeah. Don't get in your car, relinquish your right to mobility, don't drive anywhere, don't get on a plane, if it just saves one life. Because there are car crashes, let's ban driving. So he's a big proponent of mask wearing and has been since the very start of this pandemic. He tweeted again in July, this seems to be the most obvious thing in the world. Can't understand why anyone would object to wearing a mask. Painless gesture to ensure you don't spread the virus. He said again on July 14th, why would anyone object to wearing a mask in a shop? Not exactly a hardship. What a country of snowflakes we've become. Then he said again, in another tweet, late to everything, wearing masks of all things is the most obvious thing we can do to help decrease the spread of the virus. So he's literally said four or five times on Twitter, probably elsewhere as well, how dare you not wear a mask? And specifically, how dare you not wear a mask in a shop? Well, guess what, Mr. Virtue Signaler in Chief Gary Lineker got caught doing just a few days ago here in the United Kingdom. In Barnes, his very diverse, ethnically varying area where he lives, he got caught, wait for it, not wearing a mask. Well, imagine my shock. And this is after, which I forgot to mention here, he literally took a photograph of himself out in the same area, outside the same shop, back in April, I believe it was. Yeah, 8th of April. This Marks and Spencer supermarket, where he's literally, and this, by the way, was before mask wearing was becoming commonplace. I mean, the vast majority of people don't wear masks outside in the UK because it's not yet the law. It probably will be. But this was way before basically anyone was wearing a mask in the UK, at least outside. And he said, I'm taking no chances. He wore the mask. He virtue signaled. Now, months and months later, he's going into Marks and Spencer once again and not wearing a mask. One rule for him.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back for the final segment. We want to talk about what's going on in the courts here in London, United Kingdom, at least with the Manchester Arena bombing case. Of course, this happened back in May 2017. An Islamist extremist suicide bomber blew himself up after an Ariana Grande concert at the Manchester Arena. More than 800 people were wounded, 23 people died, many of those victims were children. And what continues to be revealed with the inquest into this tragedy, into this horrific attack, is the fact that this bomber, Salman Abdi, who by the way was brought in by the Royal Navy as a refugee, hashtag refugees welcome, as a result of government policy, as a result of the disastrous intervention, military intervention by Barack Obama and David Cameron into Libya to overthrow a secular leader in Colonel Gaddafi and put into power Islamist radicals. What another great idea that was. What continues to come out in the aftermath and during the inquest is the fact that this suicide bomber could have been stopped. We have a headline here out of the Daily Mail. Could have been stopped, by the way, if political correctness didn't exist. Seems to be a common thread throughout this inquest. Headline: police officer who received a bravery award after Manchester Arena attack took a 2-hour lunch break to buy a kebab. Ironic. Missed suicide bomber and admits she would probably have asked what was in his rucksack.
So this suicide bomber, 22-year-old refugee, Salman Abdi, hashtag refugees welcome, was walking through the Manchester Arena, walked from the train station, which is located near the arena, with a massive bag, sweating profusely, nervous, at some point reportedly praying to Allah. Nobody thought to ask him what he was up to. Although actually they did, and then they reported it to security and police, who did absolutely nothing. A police officer patrolling Manchester Arena went on an unacceptable two-hour break to buy a kebab on the day of suicide bomber Salman Abdi's attack, an inquiry has heard. British Transport Police officer Jessica Bullough admitted to the inquiry that she would probably have asked Abdi what was in his rucksack had she seen him. She didn't see him because she decided to leave the area for 2 hours to go and get a kebab. It was very important at the time. And then she was given a bravery award. She was off patrol for 2 hours and 9 minutes, during which she drove half an hour to buy a kebab with a colleague. She broke down in tears as she spoke about how she had struggled to cope in the arena following the explosion. So again, many, many missed opportunities. Last week, the inquiry was told about 30 minutes before the explosion. Security worker Julie Merchant, checking for merchandise bootleggers, had briefly drawn PC Bullough's attention, this same woman who decided to go for a kebab for 2 hours, to a, quote, praying crank on the upstairs level of the foyer. So this guy's got a huge backpack, he's anxious, he's nervous, he's sweating, he's praying to Allah. Oh, totally not out of place. An Ariana Grande concert. Miss Merchant said she did not think the man was a bomber. Okay. But thought it worth mentioning, as he had secreted himself away in an area he should not have been. She told the inquiry, I just thought it was worth mentioning. So this guy's got a massive bomb in his backpack. He's praying to Allah. He's in an area of the building where he's not supposed to be. And this woman says that it was, nothing worth mentioning. She says, even though I was not suspicious of him. How on earth are you not suspicious of a Middle Eastern man with a huge backpack praying to Allah, trying to get into a massive arena filled with thousands of people? So the police officer who was told this decided to go for a kebab, and then she was given a bravery award. Also related to this, Sky News reports Manchester Arena attack father confronted dodgy-looking bomber minutes before blast. The father described how he confronted the Manchester Arena bomber as he hid behind a wall with his bomb waiting to launch his attack. Chris Wilde and his wife Julie Whitley exchanged a look as they walked around Salman Abdi, who was sitting with his back against a raised platform outside of arena doors with his rucksack beside him. Miss Whitley said she believed he looked dodgy, and Mr. Wilde went back to talk to him before reporting him to security while they waited in the foyer for their 14-year-old daughter and friend. What did he tell security? Well, he told them that Mr. Abdi, the jihadist terrorist, had a big rucksack and it was full, adding, I just thought it was strange, it's a kid's concert, and if that was a merchandiser, why wouldn't he be selling his things there? Now, he reported this as the story continues and is buried in the depth of the story. He reported this to a security guard called Mohammed Aga. Interesting. Who shared the suspicions with colleague Kyle Lawler, but Mr. Lawler claims he could not get through to his control on the radio. He said there was nothing Mr. Mohammed Aga could have done, adding, in no way do I blame him because the guy was already in there. However, after the bombing, Mr. Wilde told police, I felt I was being fobbed off, which means, in British parlance, ignored, dismissed. So multiple people, and by the way, I highlighted this immediately after the attack happened 3 years ago, in a video in which a woman was interviewed by Sky News, and she also reported another woman. By the way, there were several individuals acting very suspiciously right before this bombing, not just the suicide bomber himself, potentially involved in a wider plot, but that hasn't come out yet. There was another woman who told Sky News that she saw a woman acting suspiciously, fidgeting with her bag. She told security, and guess what? Guess what Mr. Mohammed security did? He did nothing. So she was looking in the right direction of where the explosion actually happened and smirking to herself all night, adding that the suspect spoke with a foreign accent. The eyewitness, who reported this to Mr. Mohammed Security, said she was lectured by security for making the suspect feel uncomfortable. The suspect then disappeared minutes before the concert finished. Then the bomb went off and everybody died. But again, numerous instances of attendees at this concert trying to alert security to the fact that there's this shifty, dodgy-looking Middle Eastern guy with a huge backpack, sweating, nervous, anxious, praying to Allah. When they reported it, they were told basically to shut up. Probably some of them were told to stop being racist. 22 people died, and we move on. Meanwhile, we had the beheading by another member of the Religion of Peace in Paris a few days ago. This is out of RT. Mosque says it regrets sharing video aimed at the beheaded teacher. French Interior Minister wants it to be closed. The French mosque has expressed regret for sharing a video that is believed to have provoked the gruesome murder of a history and geography teacher. The country's interior minister has demanded it be closed down. If you don't know about this, basically what happened was a teacher in a French school in Paris showed his class images of the Prophet Muhammad, specifically cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, while he was giving a lesson on freedom of speech. Because we had the Charlie Hebdo attack back in 2015, which was based around the same premise. He was then outed amongst all these local mosques. Members of these mosques tried to incite a hate mob against him, minimally to get him fired, and ultimately, in the case of what happened, to get him beheaded. Now, hopefully that wasn't their original intention, but one of the Islamic extremists, who seem to be quite plentiful in Paris, given that there's literally an attack there every other week, found this call to action and decided to behead the teacher for the sin of showing a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad to his class in school. Now, if you remember back to 2015 with Charlie Hebdo, the reaction to that on one level was Je suis Charlie and the big marches in the streets and many world leaders gathering, supporting, endorsing freedom of speech. That would never happen now. That would totally not happen now. But the other reaction to it, specifically from the Pope, the Catholic Pope, supposed defender of the faith, was, well, maybe they just deserved it. And this same explanation is coming out once again. Flashback article 2015 BBC, Pope Francis, curse my mother, expect a punch. Pope Francis has defended the right to freedom of expression. No, he didn't. He did the opposite. But has said it was wrong to provoke others by insulting their religion. He said he told journalists on the papal plane his assistant could expect a punch if he cursed his mother. But basically, the Pope came out and said, well, if you insult a religion, surely you deserve to get massacred in cold blood by a bunch of Islamists. That set the standard. It happened again in Paris. And it will continue to happen unless stricter action is taken. Wrap it up for this hour. Coming up next, Forum with Owen Schroyer. I'll be back tomorrow at the Summit.News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.